This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril returns home following participation in Second World Summit for Social Development in Qatar. Election Commission reports surges in voter registration nationwide ahead of House of Representatives elections. Tracking agencies urge government to make TIMS card mandatory for all foreign trackers to boost safety. And violence erupts at start of Bangladesh election campaign. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril returned home yesterday after attending the Second World Summit for Social Development held in Doha, Qatar. The three-day summit, organized under the decision of the United Nations General Assembly, began on Tuesday. President Pauril left for Qatar on Monday at the invitation of Qatar's Emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, leading a Nepali delegation along with First Lady Savita Pauril. At the summit, President Pauril addressed the main session and a high-level roundtable meeting focused on poverty alleviation, productive employment and social inclusion. He reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to social justice, inclusion and sustainable development, calling for global cooperation in quality education, healthcare and empowerment of women and youth. The president also highlighted Nepal's constitutional achievements, including inclusive governance and empowerment of marginalized communities. He noted that poverty in Nepal has halved since 1995, access to clean energy has reached over 95% of the population, and gender parity has improved across all sectors. During his stay, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres paid a courtesy call on President Pauril, and the President also visited the Qatar National Museum. Upon arrival at Tribhuvan International Airport, President Pauril was welcomed by Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, and other senior officials. A Nepali Army contingent presented a guard of honour. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai described the visit as successful, saying it strengthened Nepal's presence on the global stage and amplified the voice of developing nations. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said the government is making all-out efforts to ensure a safe, free and fair elections. During a meeting with a delegation from the Asian Network for Free Elections, ANFREL, in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister assured that the government has prioritized security arrangements to guarantee credible elections. The ANFREL team, led by Executive Director Brisa Rosales, is in Nepal to assess the election environment. The delegates expressed confidence that under the leadership of former Chief Justice Karki, Nepal will successfully conduct free and fair polls, adding that her long judicial experience would contribute to strengthening democracy and political reform. Responding to the delegation, Prime Minister Karki said the main mandate of her government is to hold the March 5th election successfully, noting that the participation of observers and civil society plays a key role in creating a conducive election atmosphere. Members of the National Election Observers Committee, NEOC, also joined the meeting, suggesting that the government run widespread voter awareness campaigns, specially targeting first-time young voters. The Election Commission has reported a significant rise in voter registration across the country ahead of the House of Representatives elections. According to the Commission's spokesperson, Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, a total of 136,060 new voters have been added to the electoral roll within just 42 days of registration campaign, which began on September 25th. The highest numbers have been reported from Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Parsa districts. Spokesperson Bhattarai credited the surge to awareness campaigns run by the Election Commission, civic organizations and Gen Z youth groups encouraging young citizens to register. Spokesperson Bhattarai further informed that the voter registration remains open until November 16 from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. excluding public holidays, and citizens turning 18 by March 4, 2026 are eligible to register. The Election Commission expects Nepal's total voter count to exceed 18.16 million by the next election, reflecting growing youth engagement in the democratic process. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has clarified that the current shortage of passport booklets is temporary and not as severe as reported. According to the ministry, a new supplier has already been contracted to provide electronic passports under an agreement that has already been signed. The new system is expected to start operating on February 23, 2026. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Paudal Chhetri said Nepal is currently in a transitional phase between the old and new suppliers and necessary arrangements are being made to avoid disruption in passport services. Spokesperson Chhetri urged patience and cooperation from the public, assuring that measures are in place to manage the current situation effectively. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, the International Development Association, IDA, under the World Bank Group, and the Swiss Development Cooperation, SDC, have signed a three-year memorandum of understanding to support Nepal in disaster risk reduction, climate change adaptation, and resilient infrastructure development. According to the World Bank office in Kathmandu, the agreement prioritizes climate risk assessment, information system strengthening, and climate risk management. The partner agencies stated that their collaboration aims to help Nepal tackle the growing threats of floods, landslides, droughts, and melting glaciers while contributing to the country's sustainable economic development. Meanwhile, the ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal, Park Tae-young, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav at his office in Lainchor yesterday. During the meeting, the two discussed strengthening bilateral relations along with cooperation in tourism, labor and employment, infrastructure development, energy, investment and people-to-people ties. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has pledged full support for the development and reform of Nepal's film industry. Speaking at a meeting with filmmakers organized in collaboration with the Film Development Board yesterday, Minister Kharel said the policy reforms will be introduced to promote the overall enhancement of the film sector. He emphasized that cinema reflects society and should focus on stories and scripts that inspire the nation and address contemporary social themes. Meanwhile, Film Development Board Chairman Dinesh Dishi urged the government to encourage the construction of new cinema halls across the districts and to amend the Film Act for the sector's development. The Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, has called on the government to make the Trekking Information Management System, TIMS card, mandatory for all foreign trekkers to enhance their safety and minimize risk from natural disasters. In a statement issued yesterday, TAN General Secretary Sunam Gyaljan Sherpa said the lack of full implementation of the TIMS system has created difficulties in identifying trekkers' location and carrying out search and rescue operations during emergencies. TAN President Sagar Pandey also noted that even domestic trekkers have lost their lives due to altitude sickness and poor preparedness, emphasizing the need for better guidance and awareness. The association extended condolences to the climbers, trekkers and guides who lost their lives in the Manaslu and Rolwaling regions due to heavy rain and snowfall and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured and safe return of the missing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. As Bangladesh prepares for its national parliamentary elections in February 2026, incidents of violence have disrupted the campaign. In Chittagong, a Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP candidate was injured by gunfire while an arson attack targeted another candidate's residence in Komila. The interim government condemned these attacks, urging all political parties to maintain peace and ensure a fair election atmosphere. Security forces have been ordered to track down and bring the perpetrators to justice. BNP leaders have blamed Jamaat-e-Islamia for creating tension following the recent student union election outcomes. Despite the unrest, officials have emphasized that measures are being taken to ensure safe and credible elections nationwide. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has expected partly cloudy conditions in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province, while weather will likely remain mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is no influence of any significant weather system across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Powdil returns home following participation in Second World Summit for Social Development in Qatar. Election Commission reports surges in voter registration nationwide ahead of House of Representatives elections. Tracking agencies urge government to make TIMS card mandatory for all foreign trackers to boost safety. And violence erupts at start of Bangladesh election campaign. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.